This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Magu. The festival of colors, Holi, is being celebrated throughout the country today. The festival signifies the victory of good over evil and marks the onset of the spring season. In Madhya Pradesh, Holi is being celebrated with immense fervor, marked by traditional folk songs, communal feasts, and vibrant color play. A report.
In Ujjain, devotees celebrated Holi on the banks of the Shipra River, participating in the flower and Abir Gulal festivities near the Mahakaleshwar and Mata Harsiddhi temples. In the tribal heartland of western Madhya Pradesh, the Bhagoria festival of Holi is adding a distinct rhythm to the Holi season, celebrated by Bhil and Bhilala communities in districts such as Jhabua, Alirajpur and Dhar. Bhagoria is marked by colorful hearts, traditional music and vibrant folk dances. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Himachal Pradesh, people are greeting each other by applying Abir and Gulal. Our correspondent has the details. I beg your pardon, we could not play the bite for you. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of strikes on the Basij and Internal Security Command centers in Tehran in Iran. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said in a social media post that the targeted command centers were used by the Iranian regime to maintain control throughout Iran. The IDF also struck the regime's missile launchers and other systems. The Israeli Air Force also said that Iranian soldiers who operated air defense systems against Air Force aircraft have been neutralized. The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency has said that 1,097 civilians have been reportedly killed in Iran since the 28th of February. The Israeli Air Force is informed that it is again attacking Hezbollah's infrastructure in Beirut. Commander of United States Central Command Admiral Brad Cooper said that the U.S. will not stop and Iran's ability to hit back is declining rapidly.
In the opening hours of Operation Epic Fury, U.S. Central Command forces, together with Israel, delivered overwhelming and unprecedented strikes into Iran. The first 24 hours of this operation were nearly double the scale, and we continue with 24/7 strikes into Iran from seabed to space and cyberspace. We have severely degraded Iran's air defenses and destroyed hundreds of Iran's ballistic missiles, launchers, and drones. And in simple terms, we're focused on shooting all the things that can shoot at us. We are also sinking the Iranian Navy.
Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, IRGC, today launched its 17th wave of strikes against U.S. and Israeli targets, Press TV reported. Announcing another phase of operation, IRGC's public relations stated that immediately after the joint Israeli-U.S. strikes, its ground forces launched more than 230 assault drones towards targets in the occupied lands and U.S. bases in the region. It said that IRGC is firing dozens of drones in several waves towards the U.S. military bases in Erbil and Kuwait and destroying several terrorist groups' headquarters in northern Iraq, for the first actions of brave soldiers of the IRGC against child-killing aggressors. A commander of the Afghan Taliban was killed by Pakistan Army during an operation near Torkham border in northwest Pakistan. According to security officials, commander of the Tehreek-e-Taliban Afghanistan, identified as Kahraman, and his associates were eliminated during an operation late last night when they were attempting to approach the border. Torkham is a major border crossing between Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province and Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7 this evening. India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tomorrow. The winners of both these matches will face each other in the finals on the 8th of March at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.